So despite HB 40, which I'd like your thoughts on next, you still see this as a very positive moment for, I guess, for a lot of people who have been using the term applied democracy.
Yes.
So you still think that this was... well, how has it affected your outlook on the potential for local municipalities to assert themselves within their own jurisdictions? Has including the ban of the ban, has that sort of dampened your hopes for the future, or do you actually think that because you had a ban in the first place that it's a very positive story?
Well, I think it's very positive, and I think that. Those of us who are still actively involved of course we're disappointed, but they did leave us room to do work on the surface level, and that's very important because there's a lot going on at the surface level.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that probably I might live to see HB 40, if not overturned, at least worked around
mm-hmm.
by a lot of local groups. I mean, there's no doubt it's had some impact, but I'm terribly optimistic, and I think that it will, you know, might come home to bite them, because eventually, I think the public will wake up to, wait a minute, you know. On the one hand, you say you believe in local democracy, and then on the other hand, you take away a lot of local democratic rights. So I think that the people, at least in the area of environmental activism, are pretty clever.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, if I may be so to say, not to be deterred, we won't go home.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about everything that DAG has done since then. I've heard fairly little about what's been going on, but you're all obviously still active.
We spend a lot of time in communication with city council members individually, and going to city council meetings when issues of importance around this come to the agenda. We have been less engaged with the public. But I think that there are probably some things happening now that that are going to result in more public action. These issues around the setbacks, and particularly the reverse setback, which came to City Council recently. You might understand that now it's quite possible to have active oil and gas work going on 250 feet from your living room or your child's bedroom. And most of the research that we've been able to find says that you should be 1,000 feet away at least in the event of an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
And what City Council did was increase that 250 feet to 500 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So I just sort of laughed, and I just said, well, does that mean you get to choose which half of your family is impacted by the explosion? What exactly does this mean? It means nothing, you know. In sense of the public safety, it just means nothing. So I'm a big believer in something that's called the precautionary principle,
mm-hmm.
and that is a part of what guides public health thinking. And it says simply that if it's scientifically plausible that harm is going to come to human, animals, or the environment, then you must take action. So of course it's scientifically plausible that we're going to have an explosion or a leak. Of course it is. Who would debate that? Not, well, some people would, but anybody who seriously reads the research would not engage in magical thinking that because we've had one explosion or we've had one leak, it's not going to happen again. It is going to happen again. I mean, you probably know that we had a site hit by lightning a few years ago.
I did not.
Yes, we did. And thank goodness it wasn't, I believe I'm correct in saying that it wasn't active right in that time period, but the fire department had a very hard time getting to it, and it could have been a lot worse
mm-hmm.
for the people who who live around it, and for all of us, because we're all breathing the same air. Mm-hmm. So what we've now learned is, and I mean, this is like real time in the moment, exchanging emails with city staff, because there was a presentation at city council the other night saying that there are 800 parcels of land where they are within that 500 foot, or they don't have 500 feet between them. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to, first we understood that to mean there were 800 households, but now it may be that not all of those so-called quote-unquote parcels are actually households. It may just be a geographic area that they're talking about. But anyway, what we're trying to find out right now is how many human beings are on those parcels of land that are in that 50-foot range. Mm-hmm. So if I were deciding, I would say, let's get the names of those people who, you know, even if there's 10 of them, let's get their names and let's talk to them. Mm-hmm. And if that means we have to do boots on the ground again for 800 people or 1,000, whatever it might be, then, you know, I suspect that will happen.
Can you tell me again, real quick, when this city council meeting on the setback law was?
It was this week, Tuesday night, I believe.
Tuesday, the 19th. Mm-hmm.